Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everyone. Today is July 12, 2016, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And today's show, Fairy Tale Interrupted, Relationship Coaching with Dr. Andrea Lee. Dr. Andrea Lee is a national speaker, an international author, a trainer at the Marriage Boot Camp, which is the same national 501(c)(3) company that showcases a wee TV show called Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars, and an in-demand certified life coach and relationship guru with Fairy Tale Interrupted. I know she has a lot of wonderful information she would like to share with you all today, so without further ado, I'd like to welcome your host, Dr. Andrea Lee.
Thank you so much for introducing me. That was great.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I know this is your show, and I'm so excited to join you today with your show. So I really want to kind of jump in and get started with the name of your company. And I know me and you spoke a little bit about this before the show even started, that a lot of people are very interested in the concept of Fairy Tale Interrupted as a company name. So can you talk a little bit about it and what the inspiration for that was?
Well, yes, absolutely. As a child, as a young girl, I always thought about, how my life would be. I had visioned this perfect Cinderella story where my Prince Charming did nothing wrong and everything was just rainbows and sunshine. And unfortunately, that fairy tale story was interrupted by life. And you never plan for some of the things that happen that really throw you off course in life. And that's where my inspiration for the company name had actually come from.
Now, do you feel like that really was inspired by a lot of the personal things you dealt with in your life as well? Some of those experiences that you had personally?
Oh, yes. And actually, that's one of the reasons why I have actually opened up this particular company. I had over 17 years of business experience through consulting and coaching, dealing with big name company brands all the way down to startup. And unfortunately, I lost my passion. I lost my life mission the summer of 2015. And I always tell my clients that if you are not fulfilling your passion, you are in the wrong business. So I had the opportunity to actually sell my business. And during that time, I had someone very intelligent, very smart, my husband, tell me, well, what do you want to do now? And I just kind of looked at him. A little PhD, had no clue what I was going to do next. And in that process, my husband told me, you know what? Why don't you think about your greatest pain that you have had to overcome in life? And for me, that had been the fact that we had lost our four-month-old child. It was the biggest pain ever. You don't expect that in a person's life. No family should deserve to lose a child. But for me, that was really what inspired me to create this relationship coaching practice. Because life does not happen the way you anticipate, and you need real help in situations where society just doesn't provide options.
Well, I find that very interesting, and that's a very interesting concept to kind of think about the biggest struggle of your life, and really turn that around and focus on not only healing that, but helping others heal that. That's really philosophical in a way. I don't think a lot of people or even our listeners have really thought about that concept. So I find that really interesting. And I do want to say I'm very, very sorry for your loss, your guys' loss.
Well, and it would actually be 10 years this past June 24th. So it's been a long road of healing. And, I've walked the walk. And you know what, at this point, I feel that my life experience will not go unnoticed because I'm able to help others in that same situation.
Do you find a lot more fulfillment now that you've kind of incorporated, that healing process in what you do?
Oh, yes. I was extremely happy with what I had built in, the business market sector. But you know what? This just, if I never got paid for this, I would still do this, wake up and do it every single day. And that is really my life's mission, my purpose, to help others. And it's not really just for couples or individuals that have lost a child. My specialties include, relationship crisis management, couples and individuals with fertility issues, of course, including child loss, and families with special needs children. So, mastering forgiveness, actually creating a balance between home and work life. So for me, those are really the core issues of a breakdown in a relationship.
And what made you kind of decide to focus on those specific areas? I know that they're some of the core areas that tend to break down relationships, but why those specific areas?
Well, my husband and I actually have 6 children, and I have, I've had a very successful practice, and my husband is also a CPA/CVA. So work-home life, I think I'm the master at it because I've literally walked that walk. And, mastering the forgiveness, everything that happened around my child and what happened to the family and trying to put the family back together. We did adopt, which is very difficult, and it's really a taboo subject that society really doesn't really incorporate into everyday living. We're starting to see, that topic coming out a little bit, but there are not a lot of resources for people to support them in the adoption process. So it's, for me, I'm wanting to fill that gap in society that we just don't talk about.
I know this is a little bit of a side question, but just for our listeners, why do you think that is? Why do you think it's a taboo subject, or why do you think that there's not so much information out on that?
Well, in my professional opinion, I think it's because it makes us feel uncomfortable. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. We all kind of fit into this mainstream of living, and anything that falls outside of that, we don't know how to comprehend. We don't understand. We can empathize with the person, but because it makes us feel uncomfortable, we'd rather just not address it.
Mm-hmm. So you talked a little bit about your areas that you specialize in, and I do want to ask this, because you do specialize in so many different areas. Are you a coach or a counselor or both?
I am actually a coach. And, I get this question a lot of what is really the difference between a counselor and a coach. And if you don't mind, I like to just kind of, rip the Band-Aid off and just really, kind of talk about that for a minute so, our audience will understand. When you go to a counselor has a certain level of education that will try to help a client or a patient move past a certain situation. But unfortunately, that patient is still stuck in the past. They can't even grasp or understand the fact of living in the present or even making future goals, how to get past it. They're still stuck in the past. That would be a client for a counselor. Now, a coach, such as myself, we focus on an action plan. We want to get you unstuck. You've come to a level of acceptance as to the situation, and we're going to help you create an action plan that will match your short-term and your long-term goals. Now, I do have my second PhD is in psychology, but I am not a licensed therapist. I'm a certified coach.
Now, do you find that there are some clients that you recommend to therapists and so forth? Maybe they're not at that point to focus on the future?
Absolutely, because to be honest with you, if you try to create an action plan for someone that is not ready to move on, you create more damage than helping them. So that is why I have a wonderful relationship with actually a national network of therapists and counselors that would be able to help that particular client.
So if somebody seeks you out for your specialties and for what your company has to offer. What is the type of client that should come to you? What should they come to you for? What should they have in mind when they come to you? Is there a specific place in their life that they should be before they contact you?
Well, I think the biggest issue is making sure that the client is wanting to move past where they currently are. Okay, they may have some things that they're still trying to understand a little bit in the, you know, from the past, but they really need to want and should want to focus on, okay, this has happened, what do we do now? That would be the key phrase for me to say, okay, this client's ready to move forward. If someone says, I can't understand why, and then fill in the blank, that's usually a question that I would have to follow up with to make sure that they are not a therapist client.
Now, just for our listeners, and I want them to understand, do you find that you deal with some severe cases, you know, where, the couple is ready to move forward, or the, you know, one of the individuals is ready to move forward, but they have been dealing with a severe amount of things within their relationship? Do you find that you work with couples that have had a lot of tragedy or a lot of angst or have come from a lot of anger and so forth?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, every situation is unique. You know, we're individuals who have our own stories. And, you know, to be honest with you, it's very interesting because, you know, when I interview a potential new client, it's almost like an iceberg. They're both are showing me this top layer, which seems very superficial. And then by the third or fourth session, it really, you see what's under the water. You really see how bad the situation is. And it may have been that they are only married 6 months, or they could be married 30 years. It doesn't matter. Whatever their situation is, which is unique to them, you know, that's their story. That is their reality. And it's real. It's extremely real to them. And I help them with that. I help them move past with that.
You know, let's talk about sessions for a second, just so our listeners can understand a little bit better about what you offer. Can you talk about your sessions, and if somebody wants to seek out your coaching and so forth, what that would be like? How does it work? What are they looking at? What can they expect?
Well, again, it really kind of depends on the situation and the need. I may have, out of the couple, only one person that wants to have coaching sessions, or the second partner is wanting to wait a couple of sessions to see how things progress, and then he or she would then step in. So it really depends on the circumstance, but normally if I have a couple, I would do a relationship explosion session, which is a 20-minute consultation. It's free, just to make sure that they are coaching candidates and personally that we can work together. And then we would set up an appointment. And then it could be through Skype, through phone. I have national clients, even though I'm located here in Michigan. And, you know, we would just take it from there. And the sessions are usually about an hour. That is another thing that's different from a counselor, is that if I go over, I'm not going to stop you. If you're in the middle of a breakthrough, I'm not going to stop you. I'm going to keep you going until you get that breakthrough. And if that means that's an hour and a half, I'm not going to charge you for that extra half hour. So I really care about my clients.
I think that's definitely amazing. But I want to go back just a second. You mentioned that the first consultation to kind of just speak with them is free, correct?
Correct. And I call it a relationship explosion session. It's extremely important because, again, it allows the opportunity for the couple or the client to interview me and for me to interview the client to make sure that it's a good match and to make sure that they are a coaching candidate.
Well, I definitely wanted to just clarify that for our listeners, for anybody out there that does feel like this could help them, they can definitely contact you. And I don't want to say take advantage of that, but it's definitely a very awesome perk that they can contact you for free to see if this is something that would definitely genuinely help them.
Well, and it's important for them because I want to make sure that they feel comfortable because they're literally inviting me into their relationship. And that couple needs to feel extremely comfortable with me in order to be very honest and, you know, as I say, be real, very authentic with what is going on and how they're feeling. If there is no trust or no connection in the very beginning, I wouldn't be able to help them.
Now, I know this is a little bit of a side question as well, but do you feel like you tie in spirituality with this in any way? I'm not talking about religion, but more of the spiritual sense or maybe an intuitive sense as well?
I do, but I do not advertise that because for people that do not have a faith or do not have really place a huge value on spirituality. I don't want to feel like I'm cramming my viewpoints down on someone. So it's really based upon me supporting where they are spiritually and pulling that information in to help them and comfort them and guide them in the coaching process.
Mm-hmm. Now, it seems like you deal with a lot of themes when it comes to relationships. What are some of the most common themes that you see in your practice, and what are some of the biggest issues that you seem to deal with on a regular basis?
Well, I would say there would be two, Courtney. One would be forgiveness. Second would be money issues. And both of them, if you kind of scratch the surface, you think, oh, okay, well, what about, you know, someone stepping out of the marriage? What about this? What about that? It all comes back down to either money or forgiveness. Because if someone does not forgive another person, then they're going to do things to counteract the feeling that they have for being hurt, for being resentful. So it really is based upon those two major factors of forgiveness and money. And this is not just in relationship coaching. This is also in business as well. So these are two major themes coming in really any aspect to life.
Now, I want to go further in depth with both of these subjects, but I'd like to start with money because I'm sure our listeners' ears just really perked up on that concept. Not that forgiveness is not important too, but you know, a lot of individuals have money issues, and I know a lot of people out there feel like it's not necessarily something that is always capable of being changed. So how do you approach that subject or that theme with couples? How do you help guide them with something along those lines, especially if they feel like it's a circumstance that can't be changed at the moment?
Well, actually, the number one thing that I see with money, a relationship with money that a couple has, actually is that the both partners are not on the same page with the perception of money. Can we go ahead and take an example? Because I'd love
Sure.
to get a little bit further into this.
Sure.
Let's say a wife, when she was younger, she came from a well-to-do family. The mother was always spending, and the father was always fighting with the mother. So as a child, the wife is thinking, okay, every time I spend, I need to save my money, I can't spend. I'm going to get some negative feeling from it, or I'm going to get some negative conversation from my spouse. So when she goes into a relationship later in life, she's not going to want to talk about money, correct? And she's not going to want to spend money. Now, let's say on the flip spectrum, the husband. He comes from a family where they talk about money. They may not have a lot of money, but they give money to, let's say, their church. They're not necessarily freely spending, but they, you know, money is just money. It's just a vehicle. It's not the biggest issue in a relationship to them, okay? They're communicating, they're giving, they're saving, they're spending. There's no negative connotation around that perception of money. so when the husband marries the wife, what do you think is going to happen? Because they're coming from two different backgrounds. They're not going to see eye to eye in money. So I see in my practice all the time, the wife, if she spends, she will actually hide the fact that she spent money from the husband. Then the husband goes to balance the checkbook, and what happens? There's a difference in the money. Then they create a problem. She shuts down because in her family, you know, it was negative. She's just trying to get away from it. But for him, he's trying to talk to her about it because it was an open topic as a child. Do you see how the perception with money, especially from a very young age, can affect someone's perception or relationship with money when they get married or when they enter into a relationship with someone else?
Yes, definitely. So my husband and I actually come from two very different backgrounds when it comes to finances, so I can definitely relate to that.
And it's not necessarily about how much money you make, it's the perception and what you do with that perception and coming together. And, you know, when you actually fix that perception with money and you guys are, you know, you're coming together in an agreement, you find that money comes faster to you. I don't know why, it just does.
I think that kind of has that concept of manifestation involved in there too. If you're positive about something, you tend to manifest more of it.
Yeah, that law of that thing called law of attraction, right?
Yes, very much so. So I hope listeners are actually taking something from that. So the second biggest thing you talked about was forgiveness. And I know that this is, and I mean this lightly, a little bit more of a weighted topic because it's a concept that a lot of people talk about but very few understand. So can you talk about forgiveness a little bit further in depth? And I know you have an interesting, I don't want to say perception on this, but I know that you're a little bit different when it comes to your concepts of forgiveness. So would you like to talk further about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is one of my, again, this is one of the two main themes really in any relationship. And this was my way of really just tackling it to the masses. And I created a boot camp. But before I really talk about the boot camp, I really want to talk about forgiveness. And the first step of forgiveness is really a true level of acceptance. Now, just think about that for a second. What is it to have a true level of acceptance? To me, it's forgiveness is the ability for someone to accept the situation of the past, and that person no longer feels a need to change it. You know, they're no longer asking why this event took place, why the person wronged you, or whatever happened. Now, the last part is the hardest part for this acceptance. This person that has wronged you is no longer indebted to you. This person, you're no longer expecting compensation. You're letting this person free. And that is one of the hardest things for someone who needs to forgive to do. Because you feel, hey, listen, this person wronged me. They owe me something. They don't owe you. That's not what forgiveness is about. Now, something that I did say, which makes my program a little bit different, is true acceptance and understanding that, you know, you're no longer changing. You've come to terms with your perception of the past. Now, other coaches, a lot of other mainstream programs, will tell you to, quote, unquote, rewrite your story. I have a huge problem with this, and I'm probably going to get some mail for this. But Courtney, honestly, it's probably the most harmful thing someone can do in that first level of acceptance. Let's take my example, my situation. I lost my four-month-old son. It was probably the hardest thing in my entire life I had to face. Now, you would like for me to rewrite my story. Okay, how practical is that? Because for me, to rewrite my story, what, did my son go away to band camp and he's away? Is he still alive? Did he never exist? What are the options? There are no good options that would promote healing. Mm-hmm. And when you're rewriting your story, you're not accepting what really happened as it happened in your perception during the time. Forgiveness, the first step of forgiveness, is understanding acceptance, true acceptance.
Now, I know this is a little bit of a tricky question, but why is rewriting your story so popular? Why is that used as a method?
I think the biggest thing of rewriting your story is, okay, you know, we feel, you know, we have memories that go to the past, and we have our thoughts of, you know, current, what's happening in the present, and then our thoughts actually go to the future, correct? So our thought process between the past, current, and future, very fluid, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to, even though we've forgiven, we're still going to go to our past. We're still going to think about the past. Even if we've forgiven, we're still going to think about the past. So rewriting your story is the process of hoping that when you look back and you, your fluid thought goes to the past, that you actually will have a better story to think about. The problem is it's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what happened. And you're really only putting a Band-Aid on a wound that is going to continue to create problems further down the road.
Now, you talk about acceptance when it comes to relationships, and I want to ask, because forgiveness kind of comes in not with just relationships between spouses or couples, but in any type of relationship. It can be involved in a business relationship or between a parent and a child or between family. There's so many different areas that forgiveness comes into play. Do you work with individuals that maybe need to, you know, work with that acceptance process on those levels as well, or do you tend to steer more towards couples and those who are uniquely together?
In my practice, I really work with the family unit. Although the child may be under 18, really the clients are the adults. I really don't focus on minors under 18. But for me, if they're in the family dynamic and they can bring that piece and I'm bringing them into the situation, that's one thing. Now, this Forgiveness Divine Boot Camp that I've created is actually for individuals and for couples, and it's really focused on individual growth. So if you have issues with your parents, if you have issues with, let's say, a business partner that tries to take over your business, whatever the situation is, whatever your greatest pain that you need to truly forgive, this boot camp will help. It's the answer.
Now let's talk about your Forgiveness Divine, the Letting Go Boot Camp. What is it and what inspired you to do it?
Well, I think you know the answer of inspiring me to do it. My husband and I had some serious issues after we lost our four-month-old son. And we have since, even though it's been 10 years, we have since found out that there was some malpractice that was involved from the drug company during the time of the pregnancy that I ingested, that now there's a big class action lawsuit. Just the feeling that whether it was right or wrong, my perception of my husband not being there for me and making the choice to pull life support and forgiving myself for making that choice. I've had to go through a lot of forgiveness, and for me, this is why I wanted to, again, out of my greatest pain, I wanted to help others. So this Forgiveness Divine, the Letting Go Boot Camp, is really focusing on people that have prior hurts, prior issues. Maybe they're feeling resentment, they're having money issues, and really they need to get to that next level. They may not even know what event is causing them to feel the way that they're currently feeling. But the boot camp will actually help them identify. And it's not just for couples, it's for individuals. Actually, couples that come will actually be separated. So it's really focusing on individual growth.
And what is involved in this boot camp? Where does it take place?
Okay, well, that's the easy stuff. It's at the Sheraton Detroit Novi Hotel. It's actually in Novi, right off of 8 Mile and Hagerty. off of 275, and it's actually going to take place the 21st, next Thursday, of July, and it's from 6 to 10:30, with the registration taking place at 5:30, and the investment's $45. And in addition to that $45 investment, the participants will receive a $20 gift. So really, it's $25 to change your life.
Wow. And as far as attending this, do you still have spots open? Can people still register for this?
We do. We have actually limited space now. We have actually been marketing this for the last couple of months. So we do have few spaces, and we've already extended the amount. So when this is filled up, it's done. We cannot add any more space. But if anyone is interested, they're more than welcome to go to my website, which is AndreaRelationshipCoach.com, and they can go to the event tab, go all the way down, and they can actually hit the tab for the Secure Eventbrite page and pay directly.
Mm-hmm. And how often do you do this type of event or your boot camp, so to speak?
Well, at this point, the plan is to do it once every 3 to 4 months. But unfortunately, this specific event will be the last event that will be at the $45 price range because of the fact that of additional expenses and so forth. We're going to need to increase it to $75.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that some people will attend one and then come to another?
Well, there may be someone that's, let's just say, a couple, and one decides not to go. And then that person that didn't go the first time notices a difference in the partner, and now they do want to go. And so they're able to go to the second one or to the next one. But, you know, we've done this actually in several churches and several small groups, and it has been extremely successful.
Now, when someone attends your boot camp, what can they expect? What is the experience like for them?
I would say very emotional. It's going to be emotional in a secure environment. They're going to be working with other people that have different issues. It's going to be a series of drills and exercises. So it's not going to be a situation where they're just going to sit there for so many hours and take notes. They're going to be actively involved. They're going to be exploring all various areas of their life and talking to other people about it. So it's going to be life-changing for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just want our listeners to understand that not only is this an emotional experience, but it's okay to have that experience. You know, it's okay to get emotional and so forth, because that allows for the healing process, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. And not only that, another thing that's different about this boot camp is, yes, it ends at 10:30, but I actually have volunteers, and including myself, we're going to stay after for the select few that are still having issues moving past that number one hurt. So we are going to do everything we possibly can. If our participants give 100%, we're going to match it with 110%.
Mm-hmm. And what makes this boot camp different from other programs out there? What makes this more unique?
I think it's going to be definitely more involved. They're not going to be listening. They're going to actually be talking. They're going to be exploring. There's going to be music that is going to speak to certain parts of their mind, their brain, that's going to help them really unlock their past events that will help them get through, you know, once and for all. And in addition to that, again, we will be there at the end for anyone that does need additional help. So we're not going to just kick someone out afterwards.
Now, would you say that for those that are coming to this, you're kind of asking them to keep an open mind and understand that this is something that they do have to participate in? Because it sounds like it's very interactive. And I know some people who tend to go to these types of events have that idealism of, I want to just sit and watch, or I just want to sit and listen. So would you say that this is something that maybe is not for that, it's more of an interactive process?
it is definitely an interactive process. And not only that, when we go into our dyads or into the groups, if you're not fully participating, you're not only taking away from your opportunity to move past your prior hurt, you're taking away the opportunity of your partner, someone who is there and wants to have every opportunity to move past. So that person, if a person's thinking about it, they really want to get past it, but they don't know how, this is for them. If someone is wanting to just be, you know, in a classroom environment and wanting to take notes and wanting to observe, this will not be for them. And not only that, it would actually be on the verge of selfish, again, because they're taking away that opportunity from their part, from their group.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the other programs that you offer, would you like to talk a little bit more about what other programs Fairytale Interrupted offers or some of the other programs you're currently working on?
Well, again, the out of the two themes, one is the forgiveness and the other one would be a money. And I'm actually in the process right now of creating some sort of a money mastery relationship perception boot camp. And it's not going to be as interactive as the Forgiveness, Divine, the Letting Go boot camp, but it is going to be very involved, and it's going to help couples and individuals with their perception of money. And that should be released, I'd say, sometime in November.
You know, I find it very interesting and that you're working on that concept, because I just feel like in today's society, that is a really big issue, especially with couples. Not only because of our economical state as a country and so forth, but just individually, you know, dealing with the issue of money. Do you feel like that subject has kind of grown over the years and has become more of a forefront issue with relationships?
Actually, I think it's still in the dark ages myself. I feel like it's still... We're coming from prior generations of you don't talk about money, especially when you have husbands in prior generations that took care of the finances, and the woman or the wife was expected to just take care of the home and the children. So there's that huge, huge swing that we are starting to see, but we're seeing that conflict because people are not getting the guidance that they need during this transformation. So for me, I just feel it's so important because I see it day in, day out in my client, you know, my client appointments.
Mm-hmm. Now, does Fairytale Interrupted have any other programs in the works? Or I know you're an international author. Are you currently working on possibly another book?
Well, I actually have quite a number of books that are out. Since 2014 to actually 2016. And the ones that have been released, they connect. Your audience can actually go to my website and go to the bookstore. And actually, any book that is purchased, I'm going to extend it until the end of July, actually has a discount with it. So they can get information about that on my website, AndreaRelationshipCoach.com. But I am currently working on a book about forgiveness with losing my son. And it's a really big self-help book of families that have lost a child and how to get past it. And it's going to I was just going to say, it would be out sometime August of 2017.
I have to give you a lot of kudos because, you know, some individuals have a really hard time talking about some of the personal things that they have dealt with. And to lose a son is a really personal thing. You know, first I give you a lot of kudos and props for being willing to speak about it. But, you know, what kind of brought you to that point? Because I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering, like, wow, you know, she has a lot of courage to be willing to talk about something so grievous.
You know, that's a hard question to answer. You know, it's almost a loaded question. For me, this is a part of a continued healing process. When you lose a child, it's not like all of a sudden one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be cured from the pain. You learn to live with the pain. You learn to have joy again, and you learn to have purpose and really enjoy what you currently have and looking forward to the future. That doesn't mean that you're going to forget or that you've really, quote unquote, gotten over the event. But it does mean that you do have room in your heart for, you know, a wonderful future. And for me, it's showing that to other people. You know, even a situation of, hey, I've lost a child and now I want another one. You know, it doesn't, you know, people have told me, oh, well, you can't replace a child because they don't know. This is something that society says, oh, you're trying to replace the child. No, it's not that you're trying to replace a child. It's, yes, you love the child that you've lost, but that doesn't mean that you don't have room in your heart for another child to love. So understanding the concepts of what it really means to lose a child, and from someone that has actually lost a child, and, you know, what the steps are afterwards, and, you know, what to expect and what to tune out, because I've been through it. And it's very, I'm sure you could tell, it's very emotional for me, but it's very therapeutic for me to share my story to help others who have been in the same situation.
Well, I do want to point out there, whether you realize this or not, I think you're a very big inspiration to others. Even in the small amount of time that I've gotten to know you and speak with you, you're definitely an inspiration to others. So I hope you give yourself a pat on the back once in a while.
Well, when you have 6 children, a husband, and a business, when I have some additional time, I will do that.
Yeah, just slide that in there. Is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners about your business and what you do?
Well, you know, I do provide, you know, actually the one thing I think we kind of missed that I kind of want to address really quick, if we have time, Courtney, is something I find very interesting. Regarding the Forgiveness Divine, the Letting Go Boot Camp, I have had many questions, many emails of people asking me, if I want to go, but my partner doesn't want to go, is it still going to help? Of course it's going to help, because you're helping by addressing your contributions in a situation. And if you're having issues of forgiveness and things of that nature of your partner, by you fixing yourself and understanding your contributions and being able to take away those triggers that you create for your partner, it's not going to be perfect, but it will lessen the bickering, the back and forth, the issues that you have with your partner. Of course, it'd be great to get both of you, but if one person would love to go and the other one's not ready, it's still worth it. And another thing, too, is that, and I've had this quite a number of times, someone has said, I'm not the problem, my partner is. And how many times have we heard that? We've heard it a lot. It's not me, it's him, or it's not me, it's her. Well, the thing that people have to understand is that it's two in a relationship. And even though one may have started it or one may have created a problem, the other person reacted to it. And that person has contributed to the situation. So both have to be responsible and accountable for their actions. And that's what the Forgiveness Divine Letting Go Bootcamp is about, is breaking, taking down that resentment, that hurt, that struggle, one brick at a time, so that way the couple can actually move forward. If they don't, even if they break up, they're going to take that baggage into their next relationship. So it's so important. And not only that, if they're in the process of getting a divorce and they still get a divorce, there may be children. Maybe they're able to now co-parent without tearing each other apart and having the children affected. So this Forgiveness Divine Boot Camp is extremely important, regardless of where someone is in the relationship.
I was actually going to ask that question. You kind of answered it for me. Have you dealt with couples that, you know, this does help in a way, but maybe, you know, they don't make it, or they do follow through with a divorce, or they do split up? Have you seen that in your line of work?
I do. And you know what? Again, it's helping them work through their contributions so that way they don't carry it into their next relationship. And not only that, if they have children, you know, that they don't put that negative excess baggage onto their children. Because children learn from their parents.
I think that's a really interesting concept, because I don't think that a lot of people understand that how you deal with your relationships does carry over into your next relationship, almost like a habit or something that of a learned behavior, correct?
Correct.
So I think that it's definitely interesting that you, I don't want to say attack that, but you do get to the point of that, because I think that most couples out there just don't realize that. I mean, I can say from a personal standpoint, just watching my parents as I grew up, I didn't really realize what I had carried over into my personal relationships as an adult until my husband pointed it out to me, and I was like, wait a minute, what? I act like my mother? No, I don't. So I think that it's amazing that you actually covered that, because most people don't understand that we do that. And I think that kind of goes hand in hand with the idealism that we tend to date the same people over and over again. Does that make sense?
Correct, because that's what we're comfortable with. And, you know, as a human being, as an individual, we would rather choose comfort than being uncomfortable. And so we tend to go back into the same patterns.
Do you find that you often have to talk about the concept of settling? Does that come up at all within your work?
I do work with people that feel like they have settled, and I think it's, I don't really call it settling. It's what you have decided to put on your plate, what you have decided that you would accept. And you can have a great marriage, and there can still be things that you need to accept. And, you know, or that you say, hey, listen, this is a deal breaker for me. Let me give you an example. Someone may say, hey, listen, I settled for staying in a marriage because my husband, you know, my husband cheated on me. That's not necessarily a settling. It's that person has accepted and come to terms that this person has done it, and that partner is not wanting to, you know, to break, it's not worth that person breaking the law of marriage, you know, the common law of marriage, to actually prove a point that that other partner was wrong. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, and I think that was a beautiful answer as well, because I do think that some people assume that they're just settling, but in a way, yeah, they have accepted that. If you made that choice, then you made that choice to be part of it.
I think the word settle comes from a point of victim, and there are no victims. We're all driving our own car. We are responsible and accountable for our, you know, the choices we make in life, and it's, you're not settling, you're making a choice to stay, or you're making a choice to leave, or you're making a choice to accept certain behaviors. That's what it's all about. And not only that, marriage is a compromise. There are times that I look at my husband, and to be honest with you, I'm like, I don't like you very much. Because, you know, I think someone who says that they love every part about parenting and marriage, they're either A, not doing it right, or B, they're lying. Because there are times where my husband and I, we're very strong, we're very organized, but it doesn't mean that we have our life organized the same way. And there's going to be, when you spend this, you know, this many hours together every day, day in, day out, you're going to have issues. And you're not going to like your husband. You're not going to like your partner. That's okay. You just have to realize that that's something that you're going to have to accept, and this too shall pass.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And my husband did something yesterday that I didn't like, and I'm like, really? And it wasn't something that upset me as much as it was he didn't listen to me, and he knew I was right, and he purposely didn't listen to me because he knew I was right.
Yeah.
So I was like, you're making the situation harder for yourself just because you don't want to hear my side of it, and I may be right.
But so you know what? We could even look at that situation further and say, okay, why is your husband, you know, why did he act that way? what was he feeling going into the situation? Because there may have been something from a prior incident that was contributing to his reaction to you at that event.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely understand that. I think that that has a lot to do with it as well. I know the listeners are probably like, well, what happened? But to make a long story short, there was an issue with my husband's car. And I had a gut feeling about what the issue was, and he refused to listen to me on it. He had gone as far as making a dealership appointment and so forth. And I'm like, I really feel like if you just, you know, go get it tested. I think the only thing that's wrong with your car is that the battery is dead. You need a new battery. And he just fought me and fought me, and finally he tested the battery, and that was all the issue was. He just needed to replace the battery in his car. So, and yeah, it is due to prior issues and so forth. I think he felt like I was threatening his masculinity, like, you know, you don't know anything about cars. How could you possibly know what's wrong with it?
Yeah, and another way of looking at it, too, for the perception is, again, you know, it's a man's, you know, society. It, you know, dictates that a man is supposed to take care of a woman. And that's his job, and he is supposed to make sure he takes care of you. And for you to, encroach on his territory, why is he there? You know, he could be thinking, why am I here? Why am I doing this if you don't need me? There could be a little bit of insecurity there.
Yes.
but you know what? It's human. We're all individuals, and it's human. And the whole point is that we are perfectly imperfect, and we just need to understand, you know, why we react a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Now, I definitely want to ask this question for the listeners. Do you deal with couples that have cheated, or who have, you know, had relationships outside of their own? Is that something you come across?
I do. And actually, I would say 75% right now of my caseload is actually that situation specifically. And I take a no-nonsense approach to it, and I think my clients are very appreciative of that. But the one thing that I find very interesting is that is the husbands that are reaching out to me, as opposed to the wives.
That's definitely interesting.
Which is huge, because you would expect it, according to society, for the woman to reach out and for the man to be more laid back and not really address their emotions or their feelings. But it's actually, I would say 75% of the clients that reach out, it's the husband.
Wow. That's definitely interesting, and it's a little bit of a surprise, but a good surprise, because that does say that we as individuals are evolving, you know, whereas it used to be that context of a woman's more emotional than the man, and a man doesn't talk about his emotions. It's interesting that you have that, you know, that men are stepping forward and realizing that they're allowed to speak on that front, too. They're allowed to talk about their emotions.
Correct. And another thing that I also focus on with my clients where a partner has cheated is I also, when both individuals come to me, this person cheated, they did wrong, I can't believe, you know, this person needs to compensate me, I'll never forgive him or her, and they go on and on and on. And you find out that, you know, someone just doesn't automatically cheat. There's something that that person is missing that they get outside of the marriage if they're not getting it inside. So it's understanding also the person who was cheated on, how that person contributed to the situation. Now, do not mistake that as me blaming the person who was cheated on. But again, as I stated before, it takes two people to be in a relationship. Both people contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
that's
very different. I know we're down to about the last 5 or 6 minutes of the show today. First of all, I would love if you would be willing to share any, you know, things about your business or you personally that you would like the listeners to know. And also, I definitely want you to give out your contact information and how you can be reached.
Okay, well, for potential clients that are wanting to have a relationship explosion session, or if someone would like to sign up for the Forgiveness Divine, the Letting Go Bootcamp, please go to my website at AndreaRelationshipCoach.com. You're also more than willing to call me at 248-880-8336, or you're also able to email me at info@AndreaRelationshipCoach.com. So that should give out the contact information. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that I want to let the listeners know is I've been through it. You know, I actually had to learn forgiveness myself. This has been, it literally saved my marriage. I had divorce papers literally on the desk of the attorney waiting to serve my husband before my husband and I had an epiphany moment. So I know what it's like to be in your mind of saying, I'm done. I don't want anything. I don't care. Just get away from me. To get to that point and then to come back where your marriage is stronger than it's ever been. You know, I know where how people are feeling, but it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to have war in your home.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to connect with Dr. Andrea, she has given out her contact information. I also want to recommend, if you're just tuning into the show, that you venture to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, where you can actually listen to the full episode. And Dr. Andrea Lee also has a fan club page on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. So make sure to join her fan club. And if you want to comment on the show or if you have any questions, you can contact her through there. You can also find all the contact information she has previously stated on her show page, Fairy Tale Interrupted Relationship Coaching with Dr. Andrea Lee. Is there any final words that you would like to leave your listeners with today?
Don't give up for what you really want, and you do have the ability to create your relationship today.
Well, I definitely want to thank you for allowing me to join you on your first show and allowing me to interview you and allowing the listeners to get to know you. I think that you're a big inspiration to a lot of people out there, and I can't wait to see what you do in the future.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity to get to know you further as well, as you've shared some of your, you know, your personal life with me as well. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And can't wait to see what you talk about next month. Do you kind of have an idea of what you are going to speak about with your August show?
At this point, I have not decided. I have so many ideas in my mind. I think that's probably an issue with a double PhD. So I will be picking it out within the next week, and, you know, we can go from there.
Awesome. Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in with Fairy Tale Interrupted with Dr. Andrea Lee. Like I mentioned, you can go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com and listen to this entire show in archive. And you can also join her fan club. Stay tuned next month for her next episode, as she will definitely be continuing on radio. I want to wish her the best of luck, and I really do hope you guys check out her boot camp and join in and call her for that free consultation. I really do think that she can help the couples out there and those in relationships. So until next time, good luck and bye-bye.